The inscription written and placed upon the cross of Christ above his head said, "The King of the Jews, Jesus the Nazarene." If we take a moment to look and see throughout this entire gospel passage and the other gospel passages that describe Jesus' trial and his death, we would find that this is not the only time that Jesus is referenced as king, and that his call to his authority of rulership is on question and on trial. Think back to how many times, in fact, Jesus is referenced as a king or his authority is questioned. When he is brought before Pilate, the charge that is brought before him, and Pilate immediately asks, "Are you the King of the Jews?" We know that from the other Gospels, when he met before the high priest's great question to him was, "Are you the Messiah?" Messiah here meaning the one who is anointed to be the new king. That's what the anointed Christ meant. They begin to talk, Jesus and Pilate, during his trial, and it keeps coming back to kingship, authority. Jesus tells Pilate, "You would have no authority but that my Father, that is given to you by my Father." When Pilate asks him, "Are you a king?" Jesus responds and says, "My kingdom is not of this world." He says, "If my kingdom were of this world, if my kingdom was like the kingdom that you represent, Governor Pontius Pilate, one who works for Caesar, Lord and ruler, if I had a kingdom like Caesar's, yes, my servants would be here fighting to save my life. But here is the thing. Jesus is, in fact, King and Lord. But his kingdom is not like the kingdoms of this world. Jesus has an authority and has power, but it will not be wielded in the same way as the kingdoms of this earth. It's not a kingdom who will be ruled by might, violence, and strength of arms. Jesus expresses exactly what he believes power and authority should look like in another place in the gospel. At one time, two of his disciples come to him and they ask, "Jesus, when you come into your power, your authority, when you become king, place us at your right and at your left." And Jesus responds to them by calling together the full group of his disciples and saying to them, "Listen, you know how it works among the pagans, that those with power and authority rule it over those who are under them and make their authority felt. But," he says, "it shall not be so with you. For those who would be my followers, the greatest among you will be the least. The one who is the highest will be the one who is the slave of all." When Jesus said, "You know that among the rulers of the nations, they make their authority felt," the allusion is actually quite clear. He's talking about Caesar Augustus. He's talking about the whole Roman system. And in fact, he's talking about how easily all of our human systems of authority and power, they become in this model of lording over others. And Jesus is offering something totally different. You must be the servant of all. Giving of your life in service and charity for others, this will be the mark of those who are great and those who have authority. It's completely the opposite of how we normally think of as authority and power. During this trial, again and again, they keep asking you, "Are you a king?" And the inscription above his head as he hangs upon the cross is, "This is the King of the Jews." Yet, what a strange king and what a strange throne. Jesus will rule, not in the way of the other nations, but through holiness, through obedience to God's will, by offering himself as a sacrifice and becoming the slave of others and indeed dying the death of a slave upon the cross, taking upon himself in love the sins of the world so that his people might be saved. At that time, of course, when they saw the cross and Jesus upon it, when they saw this style of kingship that Jesus was offering, he was mocked, rejected, destroyed, and crushed. Brothers and sisters, there is a question for us as we face the cross of Christ today. Do we claim this, the crucified one, as our Lord and King? And do we follow according to the law that our Lord and King has laid down for us? Shall we live in the kingdom of God with Jesus as our Lord and live according to his ways, rejecting all grasping for worldly power, but instead setting ourselves to the task of unselfish love, of being the slave and the servant for others, being willing to take up our cross, whatever shape it may be, in love and in service? For to do so does carry power and authority and changes the world. I think anyone look at the time, looking at Jesus and the inscription above him, "Jesus, the Nazarene, King of the Jews," would never have imagined that he was actually a king, or that his kingdom would or could last. And in fact, it would have been seen absolutely as just one more proof that Caesar was king, and that that way of ruling through violence is in fact the way to rule. And yet, brothers and sisters, where is Caesar Augustus today? And where is his empire? It is gone. But where are those who call Christ Lord? They are all around us. His kingdom endures far beyond those that would build themselves up, as would the kingdoms of this world. There is a power in following Jesus' law of love shown to us on the cross, one that endures and transforms in this world and prepares us, indeed, for the true kingdom of God in the age to come. Brothers and sisters, in a few minutes, we will have our chance to come before the cross of Christ, to offer veneration before Jesus, our King. And at that time, we can offer our thanks, our praise, our love, but also our dedication to be able to say once again on this Good Friday, Jesus is my Lord and King.